This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, this standing room only crowd trying to get under Johnny Cueto's skin, and they might be. That ball's hit well to left center field. Back toward the track, and that ball is gone. Russell Martin, 2-0 Pittsburgh.
The PNC Park blackout game, which for me had double meaning. I think you all know what that means. And it was the best sporting event I've ever attended in my life. And anybody who was there will pretty much echo that. You got 40,000 people and it sounded louder than Beaver Stadium in a whiteout game. I mean, it was, I sat next to my cousin on the third baseline, about 8 or 9 rows up, and I couldn't hear him.
Mm-mm.
Like, legitimately couldn't hear him. And the pop there when Russell Martin hits the home run, it was absolute pandemonium. Like, the Pirates were never going to lose that game. It wasn't going to happen. When you play the Pirates, when you play the Steelers, when you play the Penguins, you play the entire city of Pittsburgh. It felt that way that night. And so I will always have fond memories. I think everyone listening right now has fond memories. But the lasting feeling, when I saw the highlight, when I realized it was the anniversary and it's on my timeline today, is sadness. Like, they lose the series to St. Louis. They had the opportunity to win it. Then they lose in the wild card game the following year. They lose in the wild card game in 2015. The last time they made the playoffs was in 2015.
Yeah.
Now 9 years ago. And so my big takeaway is it bums me the hell out. The Mets make the playoffs yesterday. It's pandemonium. Andrew Filippone does his bingo lady celebration here in the studio. He's very excited. The Metropolitans going to the postseason again. I see Detroit make the playoffs on the arm of Tarik Skubal, who should win the Cy Young in the AL, a team that was left for dead. I look at the Royals, a team that lost 100 games last year, and they make the playoffs. And it just bums me out, man. When's the next time we're going to see that? You had the feeling halfway through the year, you're 55-52. You got Paul Skeens. You have a dangerous starting rotation that could get stuff done in the playoffs. And here they are with the exact same record as last season. And we wake up today to find out According to Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette, the Pirates have gotten rid of their hitting coach, Andy Haynes, and also their bullpen coach. And so they're kind of stuck in the mud right now. So I don't feel good about the state of the Pirates, despite having Paul Skeens. And I'm not sure which of these franchises, Doran, to get to the bigger point here, is going to win a playoff game anytime soon. I would like to think the Steelers, I think they might have the quarterback to get it done. But Sunday looked an awful lot like their recent playoff losses. Yeah. Where they've gotten, I think Pony tweeted it out, outscored 66-0 in the first quarter. So how do you feel about 2013? How do you feel about the state of Pittsburgh sports? Is there a place where optimism lies for you, where it doesn't necessarily lie for me?
Not me. Not me. I honestly am getting to the point where I don't think that we have that feeling during the Paul Skeens era.
Man.
I mean, just based off of the decision-making. I mean, you had an opportunity yesterday. You fire a scapegoat instead of moving on from something that's going to be the same next year. I don't have the faith that they're going to make the right decisions to surround Paul Skeens with the right talent in order for us to feel that way again. So they're out. Penguins are getting older. Don't know what they're going to be this year. I mean, they maybe, you know, will themselves to a playoff team. Maybe. They haven't in the past couple years.
Yeah, they made the playoffs in 2 years, and they haven't won a series since 2018. And you're not getting better. You're not getting better. I kind of like what they've done a little bit with the bottom six. It all comes down to the power play. Guess who might not start the season? Erik Karlsson.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting no answers on that. If they were going to be a good team this year, then you had to figure he was going to be worth the money this season. Sometimes it takes a little longer for defensemen to figure it out. How about a Paul Martin reference? Paul Martin's first year, not good. After that, very good. Takes a while for defensemen to figure it out in some instances. But he's not going to be healthy. I guess I'm most optimistic about the Steelers because Justin Fields has gotten better with every passing week. Week one, he's the manager. Week two, first half, they let him throw it. He did well. The penalties kind of held them back. Week three, he looked complete. Last week, he looked dynamic. He's gotten better every week. And you need quarterback play, and you need to be able to score points to win playoff games. But you also need your defense not to suck. And their defense, while it looks better on paper, while it was the best in football for the first 3 weeks, got carved up by a Frank Reich-led team. Did I do it again? Shane Steichen-led team.
Frank Reich.
Again, I did it with the Frank Reich.
The thing with football, though, is like it's any given Sunday. So
sure.
Like, if you're playing well that one day, like you can win. So that's why I would put the Steelers as the most probable to do it. Because if they make the playoffs, like they could come out there guns blazing and, you know, never look back. And it's just one game. With the other two teams, like I don't see them winning any series.
Yeah, I think the best case scenario for the Penguins is that they make it. Now, you'd have to see how the season winds up playing out, but this is prognostication here. This is hypothetical. This is what we do, and I don't see it.
I mean, do you feel better about the goaltending position?
No, it's exactly
it's
the same.
It's the same. Right?
It's exactly the
same. You
have
older guys, and you have guys that are a year older. Like, I mean,
halfway through the Pirates season, I thought that was a slam dunk answer. Like, what's the next franchise that's going to win a playoff round? Now, all the national talking heads, if the Pirates make it, watch out because they've got the rotation. They got the best pitcher in baseball. What did it get them? Exactly what they had last year, 76 wins. That is remarkable from a failure standpoint.
Remarkable.
To have a guy that he gets no Cy Young love, no Cy Young consideration. Now, I see Baseball America named him the Rookie of the Year. He's the best pitcher in the National League, full stop. He get no love for the Cy Young because they stunk. And he'll be back. Jared Jones will be back. Maybe you use Luis Ortiz as a trade chip or something like that. I don't know. You've got a lot of young pitching that should only continue to help this pitching staff be good. If not great, maybe one of the best pitching staffs in the National League. But apart from O'Neill Cruz, apart from Brian Reynolds, who do you count on? Andrew McCutchen? Eventually he's going to stop being good because that's how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like the Penguins. Like, if Sidney Crosby plays all 82 games and Malkin plays all 82 games like they did the last few years, what did that get them?
Nothing.
Because Malkin's not the same guy anymore. And I love Sidney Crosby as much as anybody else out there. But when the power play stinks that bad, he has to bear some of the brunt of the responsibility for
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I right now, I guess I got to answer my own question. I feel best about the Steelers, but I don't feel good about them either. I'd like to see them get a home playoff game. That might be nice. Last time they did that, they lost to the Browns. There weren't fans in the stands, so maybe that makes a little bit of a difference. But I just don't feel great about the state of Pittsburgh sports right now, man.
The Pirates told us what they thought and what they were going to be the rest of the season at the trade deadline when they sat on their hands. And they acquired IKF, which I think will be decent, but and they also De La Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they could have went after Jazz Chisholm. They could have went after, you know, some other players. Brent Rooker that was being floated out there. They sat on their hands and didn't make a significant move to surround Paul Skeens. They told us right that moment what they feel and what they were going to be.
Would your mind change at all if they got rid of the general manager, got rid of the manager? Like, could you go into next season with a little bit more optimism?
I mean, it depends on who they get.
Yeah.
Depends on who they follow up with. But, I mean, if you're just doing it just to do it, to hire another, you know, another guy that you're given an opportunity to, then no.
I thought there was a chance that, okay, we'll see how it plays out down the stretch with the Pirates, right? That going into next season, so this upcoming offseason, would be the most fanfare surrounding the Pirates since maybe going into 2016, maybe back to when they, you know, got Chris Archer that season where you thought maybe they could do some things. If Ben Cherington's the GM next year, and Derek Shelton gets the stamp of approval from management, and he's back next year, I don't think you're going to enter next season, even with Paul Skeens, with any kind of optimism.
No.
And you think about...
Where is it going to come from?
Right? Because you know they're not going to go out and spend a ton of money.
What are they spending on this offseason? $35 million?
About $35 million, yeah. So you start thinking about last year, it's the Diamondbacks and the Rangers playing for the World Series, teams that made a commitment to surround themselves, well, to surround their good players with more good players. I think about this year, I think about the Royals and Bobby Witt Jr., and he's like the position player version in the American League
yes.
of Paul Skeens, the pitcher in the National League. They go out there and they get stuff done. I look at the Guardians every single year. Like, that's not a big market. You watch their game. People don't go to the Guardians games. Their attendance always low. They find a way to spend enough money. I look at the Brewers. That's a small market. They win. You can't go 76 and whatever the math is. You can't win 76 games last season, do it again this year, and expect anybody to buy in that it's going to be better next season unless you either get rid of the brain trust or make a significant financial commitment into the ball club this winter.
Yes.
And I don't know that I'm optimistic that any of this stuff happens. You know, we had Jeff Hathorn on earlier, and we asked him if he thinks this is it. And his educated guess, and things can change, his educated guess was, yeah, this is the way it's going to be.
There we are.
So how do you feel, Pirates fans, Penguins fans, Steelers fans, 412-928-9370? What's the next team you think is going to win a playoff round? Do you remember 2013 fondly? Or do you do what I do and go, oh, that was great. Really great. The best sporting event I've ever been to. But it also makes me a little sad inside when I relive it. 412-928-9370. We'd love to hear from you on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You'll like this text, Oren. Pitt will be the next team in Pittsburgh to win a playoff game.
That is a possibility. But pro teams is what we were talking about.
That's right. Yeah, because the Pitt volleyball team is going to win a national championship. Uh-huh. I feel good about that. Uh-huh. I feel like they're going to get it. I haven't lost a set yet.
Nope.
And Pitt football hasn't lost a game yet. Nope. And they get two more games and they have another bye, don't they?
Yep.
And they're probably going to be favored in the next two games. They could be sitting here 6-0. Pretty late in this thing.
Well, they're coming off of a bye. Then they have North Carolina. They have Cal at home. And then they have Syracuse at home on a Thursday night. Then they have a bye. So they have longer than the bye. Because it's a Thursday night game. So then you have the whole weekend, then the bye.
Extra super long bye.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Long bye.
That's got to feel good as a player.
Yes. Yeah. Well, depends on who your coach is.
Well, Narduzzi said it hasn't been an off week. It's been a work week.
Yeah. Like, once that we were working.
Yeah.
Full pads. It was harder than training camp.
Really?
Yes.
Just to keep that thing going.
Yes.
Reason we're talking about this is because 11 years ago tonight is when the Pirates beat the Reds in the 2013 wildcard game, blackout night at PNC Park. Russell Martin going yad. Marlon Byrd and his man boobs. He's jogging around the bases. You got Justin Morneau. What a time to be alive. Jason Grilley, who we've had on the show a couple of times. And the memories are fond, but now my lasting taste in my mouth is I feel disappointed. That's the best memory that many people have as Pirates fans. I mean, I'm 33. You're 36. I finally nailed it. Uh-huh. I get your age wrong every time. You look 33 to me, Doran.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Not a gray on your head of hair.
Uh-huh.
In our cognizant lives, that's the best we got. And it led to division series loss to your most heated rival at the time. And then nothing the next 2 years. Great moments, great seasons, fun times. Contending in baseball is great every night. You're locked into the TV. But they didn't win anything. And then the Steelers haven't won since 2017. And the Penguins haven't won a series since 2018. And it's got me in my feels this morning. How do you feel? 412-928-9370. Zach next up. Hi, Zach.
Hey, guys. Big fan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm just really disappointed with the Pirates. It's not just they're a bad team. They're a bad business. You know, they kind of burnt the bridge for any free agencies signing in the future with Rowdy Tellez. When you DFA somebody over money, it sends the wrong message. And so, you know, they can only build within the draft, and that doesn't seem like something they have the ability to do, right?
Well, they've got a ton of pitching talent, but if you're looking for any hitting talent, Billy Cook?
That's it.
I mean, what is there to be excited about? There's nothing. I mean, you hope there's more meat on the bone for Henry Davis, but I'm not going to believe that till I see it. You know, Jack Sawinski, I mean, is he ever going to be a Major League Baseball player again? I mean, I believe that when I see it. So I think he makes a good point there. I've thought a lot about the Rowdy Tellez thing, Doran, and the look of it's really bad. The biggest issue is that Rowdy Tellez was your first base answer this year.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
That's a great point.
Like, did Carlos Santana not say when he got traded he wanted to come back to Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
Could he not have been had? Now, I'm not going to pretend like I kept up on everything Carlos Santana was doing this
year. I think he had a pretty decent year.
It's just, yeah, okay, you're trying to save $200,000. Bad look. It sucks. It sucks. Pirates fans were mad about that. I get it. I'm mad about that. But they pay a guy for something he did a couple of seasons ago, banking on it. He had a terrible two-month start, and you continue to put him out there, continue to put him out there, continue to put him out there. When you've got a Cy Young caliber pitcher headlining your rotation, that's the problem. And you can say, well, nobody's going to want to come here and be a free agent when you know your incentives aren't going to get met in some instances. No, people aren't going to come here to play in free agency because they're not going to get paid enough money first and foremost. Like, the guys that you're getting are bargain barrel dudes who you're hoping for bounce back from. And, like, you can catch lightning in a bottle. Corey Dickerson a couple years ago is a great example. They caught lightning in a bottle. Those guys are few and far between. Let's go to Rusty. Great Pittsburgh name.
Rusty.
Rusty. That's a man's man name. Rusty, I bet you got stubble. I bet you wake up in the morning, you shave. Before you go to bed at night, you got stubble.
Actually, that's true, yes.
What do you got for us, Rusty?
You must know me, and I didn't even know it. But anyway, I had called to talk about the Steelers and the Pirates. The Pirates will never win because of the ownership group. However, the Steelers will win the AFC North.
I mean, I'm not going to rule that out. Do you have faith they could win a playoff game this year?
Who, the Steelers?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. I certainly hope so, because I've been a lifelong Steelers fan, even though I was originally from North Carolina. But I do think they'll win the AFC North.
Thank you, Rusty.
How disappointing would that be if they win the North and don't win a playoff game?
Oh, buddy.
I could see that happening.
Justin Fields gives me faith that if he keeps getting better, that we could be in for something special. But I need to talk myself down about the defense here. Like, through 3 weeks, it looked as good of a defense as we've seen here in Pittsburgh in a long time. And guys like Starkey came on the air and said it's the best defense since 2010. And I know why he said it, but that wasn't the Chiefs that did that to them on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the Ravens. That wasn't the Bills. Name a great offense. It was the Indianapolis Colts and Joe Flacco. And before that was Anthony Richards. Anthony Richards completed 49% of his passes. And so when you get into the playoffs and you face a real team, like, I believe in this defense, and it can be good enough to get you into the playoffs. Last year, that's what happened. You know, sixth-ranked defense in the NFL, points per game allowed. But then what happens when you get to Buffalo? Shoves it in the end zone to the tune of 31 points. And that actually felt like a good defensive performance compared to some of the defensive performances we've seen in the last few playoff trips. So until I see the defense go out there now and play well against a great opponent, a high-flying scoring opponent, I'm always going to have in the back of my head that little Indianapolis Colts game.
Do you think they bounce back this week because you feel like the Steelers are going to win?
I do think this week they're going to play well defensively. They're at home. I think they're going to be able to run the ball on Dallas, which is going to help the defense not have to be on the field that much. It has all the makings of a great bounce back performance. And then what? You got the Jets, and they just scored, 9 points against the Broncos. They're blaming the weather and the cadence, and they had 5 penalties. Like, I don't know when the next time they're going to get really tested is going to be. That being said, I didn't think Sunday should have been all that big of a test. Let's talk to Jason Locke on 4 coming up next. The Ravens seem to have found their footing. What's going on in Cleveland? We'll hit some of the big storylines around the NFL with Jason when we come back. But first, follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tuesday at about 9:35, it means we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Good morning to you, Jason. How you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy playoff baseball.
I know. You got the Orioles hat on. Mm-hmm. We were just lamenting. This is the 11-year anniversary of the last time the Pirates did something that brought all of us joy, apart from, I guess, every time Paul Skeens takes the ball. So you're actually happy today? What's that like?
Well, I mean, ask me about 8 o'clock or so when I'm coming, leaving the ballpark with my kids. Nothing really matters until then. Hopefully we win our first playoff game in 10 years here.
So the Ravens back on track. Derrick Henry, still good. Apparently first play from scrimmage, pretty decent there. Would you agree with the assessment that the Ravens are back? Have they now found their footing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, look, can they sustain this level of efficiency where the running backs accounted for 300 scrimmage yards in this game after going for about 250 against the Cowboys? I don't know about that, but I also wouldn't totally discount that proposition. It was clear the first 2 weeks that Derrick Henry needed to adjust to this offensive line, to playing with a quarterback in Lamar Jackson, who he's never played with before, and really just to being used to being in the pistol that much. I mean, this is a guy who was under center more than any other running back since the time he entered the league. And Baltimore, during that same time where Henry's under center more in Tennessee than anybody else, Baltimore has the least under center snaps in the NFL during that same period. So nobody played in the preseason. The first 2 weeks were an adjustment. But now the three-headed monster of Lamar Jackson, Justice Hill, and Derrick Henry in that backfield is formidable. They kept the fullback on the field for over 30 snaps last week. When Pat Ricard was on the football field last week, the Ravens averaged 6.3 yards before contact. And that was on 21 carries, okay? That's not a small sample size. They ran 21 times with the fullback on the field for 9 yards a carry and averaged 6 yards before contact. Now, part of that was the 87-yard, you know, reference at first play of the game. But still, yeah, they've discovered some things. And defensively, Zach Orr each week looks like he gets his footing under him a little bit more and maybe steals from that Mike McDonald leftover playbook a little bit more.
Jason, how bad was this loss for the Steelers against the Colts this past Sunday, in your opinion? How bad was it, really, from a 30,000?
They should have won the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they should have won the game, and 4-0 would be nice. I think a little adversity, though, is not the end of the world. You know, I look at how they lost that game. Like, it forced Justin Fields, right, to play not from a position of strength, bully ball, but having to chase the game. And I felt like he did more than enough for them to come back and win that game. How Pickens fumbled that ball on the sidelines, I'll never know. I don't think Fields fumbled that ball. And I'm not just saying that as somebody who had a pretty strong position on Steelers -1.5, but I don't think he fumbled that football. You know, the call on Minkah Fitzpatrick, what's he supposed to do? And even Gene Steratore was like, hey, man, you know, a guy's running 20 miles an hour, 30 yards. What is he supposed to do? So I think all that conspired against them. They beat themselves, but you continue to see what Fields can do in the red zone. When things get constricted and tight, hey, Arthur Smith, let that kid finish drives. They obviously had offensive line issues. They had running back issues, personnel issues. They had to juggle on the fly. You know, and if that snap is snapped the right way, despite all that, I still think they come back and at least send that game to overtime. I think it gives Mike Tomlin some teachable moments. I think the defense, you know, and Mr. Watt is going to show up more against a Dallas team that has plenty of flaws themselves. I don't think Dallas can run the ball like Indianapolis. Like, I think they're going to be able to tee off on Dak Prescott a little bit there. And I think if they stick with it, and Arthur Smith, if Cordarrelle Patterson can do his thing, if one of these other running backs is available, and look, don't be afraid to run Justin Fields 12, 15 times. They can road grade the Cowboys. Just go look at the Ravens film. Like, it's sitting right there. So, no, I don't think it's the end of the world, you know. And maybe Shane Steichen has some secret sauce here, too, because that defense does not look like that defense when it goes to Indianapolis.
No, you're right about that. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. We have you on because you're insider knowledge. Also, you tend to be quite opinionated. I'm wondering, those two games last night, Jason, 40 combined penalties, man, and it just seems week in, week out. Now in these standalone moments, we're seeing a ton of it. How big a plate on the NFL is this right now?
I mean, it really is a flag show, right? And especially, as you say, some of these standalone windows. You know, like, part of me, if the more it keeps happening and it's different crews, like, part of me is also like, What are these coaches doing? What are we practicing? Like, you know what I mean? We always default to over officiating, you know, this is their moment in the sun, and maybe this crew doesn't get a lot of Thursday night games or a lot of prime time. So, hey, mom, look, I'm going to throw one here. I'm going to throw one. But, like, it's also like some of these are basic fundamentals. Like, we don't know when to snap the ball. We've got false starts. I mean, like, what Miami – I can't defend anything Miami did. There was a lot of things wrong with that ball game. But the Miami Dolphins, that was like a bad preseason game. From start to finish from them. So, like, what are officials supposed to do? Like, I'm sure they got planes to catch. They don't want to be there for 4 hours. But when it's that egregious, when it's procedural stuff, when it's blatant holding, when it's just in their face, I mean, are they supposed to swallow the whistle so we can all get to bed at a decent hour? So I'm kind of torn on this, but I think it's sort of a bleed over of nobody playing in the preseason. And we look at offensive scoring and right. And we look at quarterback yardage, right. Passing yards and red zone offense and all these areas it shows up. I think it also shows up in the play is so sloppy. And some of these guys out there are so not coached up properly that it leaves the officials no choice.
Jason, you think the Miami Dolphins might be calling around looking for a quarterback?
I mean, maybe, but I also don't think it's going to matter a whole lot. That's just a bleep show all the way around. And the boy genius is looking like the emperor has no clothes right now. I mean, it's looking like Tua was everything there, right? And unless you bring somebody in who's going to be able to run that thing with the efficiencies that Tua did, you're probably in trouble, like picking up the offense on the fly. And I don't know, man. I don't think they're, you know, a backup quarterback away. Now, that's like, I'm not defending Huntley. Like, Huntley peaked around here 2 or 3 years ago, and then it was a clear decline, and they were smart to move off of him. I just don't think it's there with him. So that doesn't mean they can't upgrade off of him, but, you know, to go and get, like, I'm sure this is in reference to Russell Wilson, right? Like, I'd be a little bit surprised. I mean, between Skylar Thompson and Huntley, like the coach has got to earn his paycheck. He's got to make coach one of these guys up at least to a point where the offense can keep them in games, right? Where you're not being embarrassed by the Tennessee Titans at home in prime time in the first quarter, right? Like, could you keep it competent for 2 or 3 quarters? Could we start there? They're broken, man. They're broken. And they lost a lot of talent on defense, and they had some guys get hurt again last night. Tyreek Hill looks like he's about, you know, kind of had enough of this, right? Yes. Like, how much longer is he biting his tongue and talking up whoever quarterback they prop out there? So, good luck. Good luck. But, no, I think the season's lost, and I don't think, you know, a marginal quarterback trade's going to light a fire under that owner.
A night at the ballpark in October with your family.
Day, afternoon.
Yes, that's right. In October.
Hopefully around 4 p.m. We got some rain here, but hopefully around 4 p.m.
Family day at the ballpark in October.
Wouldn't know what that's like.
Good luck to you, Jason, and thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Couple things. Number one, 6.63 yards before contact. You ain't ever going to stop Derrick Henry if you don't stop him in the backfield.
Nope.
Once he gets going, he gets going. I wonder if Miami has the same evaluation of themselves as Jason does. Like, if they think the season's lost, then obviously they're not going to be giving up draft capital for a quarterback. It's still so early, I think, to think that way. Though, on the outside, I think anybody watching that does agree that it's a total bleep show.
Yeah, but I think that the players will start, like you said, will start to speak up. Like the Tyreek Hills, like they want to win. So I don't think they'll ever think that and have the mentality that they're out of it.
I think Mike McDaniel 2 years is going to be a great offensive coordinator in the league.
Probably.
I mean, when I think about winning with backup quarterbacks, like you would think he'd be a guy who could do it. Malik Willis. Goes and wins a couple of games for the Packers. Last season, what Stefanski was able to do in Cleveland. The Steelers are playing the guy that they viewed as their backup quarterback right now to a 3-1 record. Sam Darnold in Minnesota. Mike McDaniel's supposed to be a genius.
Mm-hmm.
They were not a functional NFL offense last night. They lost to a team where the quarterback had 85 yards.
And the other first quarterback was crying. You see that picture?
Was he actually crying?
Yeah, he looked like he was in pain.
I thought he was going to do everything he could. Maybe he did to get back on the field.
So did I.
Because you know what? When Mason Rudolph smells blood, he's a shark in the water.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's the number one defense in the league, Tennessee, by the way. At least after last night's game. So they probably feel like they can win. This Will Levis stinks. Mason Rudolph, all he does is win that guy.
He's going to be a starter.
And
gotta be, right? You gotta stay with Mason.
If he's
okay.
If Will Levis is healthy next week, I play Mason Rudolph.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'd rather have Mason Rudolph as the backup quarterback than Russell Wilson. How about that for a take?
All right.
I would, because it wouldn't be a controversy and we get to see the guy.
Yes, it would.
No.
Based off of last year.
No, we'll talk about that next. Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We have destroyed the clock. Starkey came in whimsically, as he always does, giving us a preview of what he's going to be talking about to start his show.
Mm-hmm.
He also has the world's heaviest bag, where he dropped it right there on the, whatever you call it, the desk right outside. It scared the bejesus out of me.
Did that on purpose.
You think so?
Yes.
Just slammed it down?
Yes.
It was rude. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills.
I'd also call that a ledge.
Ledge would be the word. Thank you. I was looking for that word.
What did you say it was?
I said a test. I forget.
Desk. You called it a desk.
I couldn't find the word. It's a ledge. Good point, Callis. Mason Rudolph's like the perfect backup quarterback. Like, he does great things when he's called upon. Can win you football games, but he doesn't do so much that you go, oh yeah, this is our franchise quarterback. That's the perfect kind of backup quarterback, Norm.
Yes.
And if he were the Steelers' backup quarterback right now, I feel like there wouldn't be controversy. There wouldn't be, oh man, is Justin Fields the guy? I think Justin Fields would just keep being the guy and Rudolph would just be the backup quarterback. I'm not saying it should have all gone down that way. I was okay that they moved on from him, but now knowing what we know with Russ and the injury, I wouldn't hate having Mason as the backup.
There's controversy right now that Mason went in there and won the Tennessee Titans a game.
Well, that's
Steelers fans.
Will Levis sucks.
Well, I mean, what Mason did last year, if he was the backup now, I think there'd still be Mason fans out there, and it would create even more controversy. People don't know Russ.
What do you think the Steelers record would be if Mason Rudolph were the quarterback?
Oh.
I think they might be exactly the same.
Maybe one more loss because, I don't know.
He played really well last year in those three regular season games.
Yeah, you know what? It might be the same.
I think they would have the same record, but I don't think he would capture my heart, my mind, my imagination, the way that Justin Fields has over these last two games in particular. Like, the ball goes where it's supposed to go. It's not spectacular. And I think the offensive line now is worse than it was at the end of last year. So that might, he might not have the stats. They'd have lost this game. I think they might win the other three.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good talk today.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Studio B, Doug Whaley, things of that nature. Joe Starkey, the aforementioned, he's up next. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road in McMurray, or at sunchevy.com today. High of 71, overcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.